Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia has plenty of SSs. This morning it got another one, Samantha Smith.
What's the most important thing you hope to do is...
This
is Don McNeil in Moscow. Samantha Smith is getting VIP treatment such as she probably never experienced before in her 11 years. At Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, she was ushered into a special reception lounge, loaded down with flowers, mobbed by Western and Soviet press, and then driven downtown at high speed in a motorcade of black Russian limousines with the police escorting her and clearing other traffic off the road. She confessed she was a little nervous and said the most important aspect of her stay here was to meet Soviet leader Yuri Andropov. She said she would ask him the one question that has brought her all the way from the state of Maine.
If he promised me that he wouldn't start a war, Russia wouldn't start a war, and America says that they won't start a war either, then how come we keep making bombs for a war if there's no one to start it?
No meeting between Samantha and Andropov has been announced, and Western reporters here have been unable so far to find out if there will be such a meeting. The Soviet media interest today, newspapers, television, and radio, was exceptional. The treatment Samantha is getting is usually reserved for visiting high-level government officials. Don McNeil, CBS News, Moscow.
Yet another Iranian hijacking this morning. A helicopter seized in mid-flight has been forced to land in Bahrain, where it refueled and took off again. An unknown number aboard.
If you're in the market for a new pickup truck, your Datsun dealer has one that's tough to beat.
N-I-S-S-A-N, one heck of a hunk of a truck.
Nissan trucks, and for a limited time, they are yours at 8.8 annual percentage rate financing. That's right, 8.8% on every rugged new Nissan truck on the lot. You get the power, the cab room, and the double wall bed you need at the low factory financing you want. Think of it, 8.8% financing on rugged 4x4s with front hubs that lock automatically. Heavy-duty long beds that haul over a ton. Diesels, king cabs, sport trucks, the works. One hunk of a truck at one heck of a value. 8.8% financing. But you do have to hurry. This special 8.8 annual percentage rate financing is available to qualified buyers for a limited time only and only at participating Datsun dealers.
The slaying of an Israeli religious student has brought the West Bank town of Hebron to the flashpoint, and Bob Fall reports.
This morning, Hebron was quiet but tense after a night in which Arabs set fires near the murder site and angry Jews in retaliation smashed car and store windows. To prevent further unrest, Israeli military authorities who control the area moved quickly, putting the town under curfew, sacking its mayor and town council, and prohibiting Arabs from going to mosque this morning to pray. But the truce is an uneasy one. Jews who live near Hebron say the murder happened because military authorities were too soft with troublemakers. Arab residents complain Jewish vigilantes are already exacting revenge. Authorities say no one has been arrested yet for the murder of the 19-year-old student whose funeral procession in Jerusalem last night attracted several thousand mourners and whose violent death prompted Israel's military commander for the West Bank to say, when two nations are engaged in such a struggle, this kind of incident has to be expected. Bob Fall, CBS News, Hebron, on the occupied West Bank.
Secretary of State Schultz pulled into Andrews Air Force Base in the wee hours of this morning. His grueling round of Mideast pressure points ended. The Middle East tour was added to an Asian trip at the last minute, as my colleague Bill McLaughlin notes.
It was originally billed, I think for reasons of caution, as an informational trip, a means for Schultz to get the opinions on the ground in the Middle East without the filters of the various State Department people, ambassadors, and so on. But again, there was a certain caution there. I think Schultz and his party really hoped to find a straw and turn into something stronger than a straw in the Middle East and get the Syrians moving towards a pullout to save the plan that Schultz concluded last May.
Are the Israelis prepared, as we understand, to move back to a standoff position in Lebanon?
I had breakfast in Jerusalem with a senior Israeli official who is in fact responsible for this, for planning the next step, and he told me that they would probably move just a few miles back. The precise point to which they withdraw is simply a military decision. Beyond that, they have made the political decision, as this senior official said. Israel is prepared to stay, whatever the pressure, whatever the military problems, at home or in Lebanon, for years upon years to come in Lebanon, if the Syrians don't pull out. In other words, it looks as if we are headed for a de facto partition.
Correspondent Bill McLaughlin. Federal agents say it was not a homesick Cuban who hijacked an Air Florida plane to Havana yesterday. He's identified as a 26-year-old man from Illinois, Robert Patrick Richter, described by relatives as a political radical.
Imperial Savings offers two words of advice on selecting a home loan. Be choosy. If it isn't well designed to meet your needs, you could miss out on some important features, like the kind that are built into Imperial's Tomorrow Mortgage. Starting with open-end equity that lets you qualify today and borrow again tomorrow at the prevailing Tomorrow Mortgage rate for anything from a new room to a vacation. In other words, a first that acts like a second with a rate that changes only once in over 9 years, is assumable, and has no prepayment penalties. Of course, the easiest way to make sure you're not missing these important features is to call 1-800-CHECKNOW, 1-800-CHECKNOW, and ask for the mortgage that doesn't miss a thing. The Tomorrow Mortgage from Imperial Savings.
11.5% on the 5-year adjustable plan, annual percentage rate of 11.86, rate subject to change based on typical loans. Member FSLIC. It's 7:07.
The June jobless rate is out this morning, and Ray Brady has the story.
The government reports that the civilian unemployment rate dropped by another notch last month, falling a tenth of one percentage point to 10%. If the military forces are counted in, the unemployment rate now stands at 9.8%. All told, the number of Americans with jobs has passed the 100 million level. But the government figures show that with many students entering the labor market during June, unemployment among teenagers rose, and there was also a slight rise among unemployed women. Some experts, such as Jeffrey Green of Wharton Econometric Forecasting, warn that even though today's overall figures may show an improvement, joblessness is likely to remain high in the future.
Part of that reason is the relatively modest character of the recovery and the fact that a lot of the demand for goods and services generated by the economy will be filled by imported goods.
Also, as more people who had dropped out of the labor force start looking for work again, they will be counted as unemployed, and that will keep the rate high. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
In the White House, President Reagan has his bags packed for a weekend at Camp David, but he's getting in a full day of work first, with discussions set with his return to Secretary of State and with the National Security Council, and he has a conference with the Scowcroft Commission, which has a hand in shaping policy at the Geneva talks as well. Mr. Reagan made an unscheduled appearance a short time ago, and Deborah Potter has that story.
The president made a surprise appearance at a meeting of his senior aides this morning to tell them in no uncertain terms that he wants the whole story about the briefing book incident. According to White House spokesman Larry Speaks, Mr. Reagan told the staff, "I want everybody in this room and the White House to cooperate with the FBI and tell everything you know about any of these allegations." Speaks quoted the president as saying, "We want to get to the bottom of this and we want it out in the open." The president then turned to White House counselor Edwin Meese and told him to see to it that the cabinet and everyone else in the administration are instructed likewise. He told White House counsel Fred Fielding to tell the FBI that everyone is cooperating fully and will be available for questioning, including, the president said, myself. The president is quoted as saying, "We want the truth," and then walking out of the room. This is the first time the president has told his aides directly in a group that he wants the story to come out. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
The special envoy Richard Stone flew to San Salvador to meet today with Salvadoran officials in another bid to find some peaceful solution to that country's 3-year civil war. Diplomats say Stone will be working to bring the guerrillas some way into the electoral process of El Salvador. Gold shot ahead in Europe this morning by some $10 an ounce, spurred by rumors that Brazil may be about to default on at least part of its big international debt. Gold was priced in London this morning at $422.75. The U.S. dollar was strong against most European currencies.
Newsbreak, this is Doug Poling, CBS News. The issue of nuclear war is a pretty heavy one, especially for an 11-year-old girl. But Samantha Smith didn't let that stop her. She raised her voice, and it was heard all the way to the Kremlin. Not only that, Samantha got to go to Russia, where she hopes to express her concern to the Soviet leader in person. The story after this.
Wake up to something new and something different. Wake up to the information you need to start the day. Discover what people are talking about all day long. Wake up and join America's fastest growing news audience. Wake up to Bill Curtis and Diane Sawyer, the biggest news in morning television. Wake up to what's happening on the CBS Morning News. Weekday mornings on the CBS Television Network.
Say, what's your secret for sobering up in a hurry?
Coffee. Real strong black coffee. That'll sober you up.
I'll just splash some cold water on my face and I'm fine.
Hey, just walk around the fresh air for a while. You'll be okay.
Black coffee, cold showers. There are a lot of myths about how to get sober, but the truth is it's a lot easier to get drunk than it is to get sober.
I'll be all right just as soon as I get behind the wheel.
That's the most dangerous myth of all. It could be fatal. This message was brought to you by General Motors.
The Bible says that a little child shall lead them, and that's what Samantha Smith hopes to do. She's only 11, but Samantha wants the United States and the Soviet Union to stop making nuclear bombs and pointing them at each other. Samantha wrote a letter recently to Soviet leader Yuri Andropov expressing that concern. A lot of people were surprised when Andropov wrote back. He said the Russian people want peace, too, and he invited Samantha and her parents to come over and meet some Russians. Samantha and her parents arrived in Moscow today. Samantha told reporters at Moscow Airport there's a lot she wants to see.
Oh, so it's exciting. We're going to go to see the Bolshoi Circus and Artek. That's going to be fun, so I can meet a whole bunch of kids.
One reporter posed this question.
What's the most important thing you hope to do is...
Me and Andropov.
Are you going to see Andropov? Have they told you that?
Well, we don't know.
She wants to do a lot more than just meet Andropov, shake his hand, and exchange niceties. Samantha Smith has some important things to talk about, including some of the weighty matters Andropov discussed when he replied to her letter.
He promised me that he wouldn't start a war. Russia wouldn't start a war. And America says that they won't start a war either. Then how come we keep making bombs for a war if they don't want to start it?
The issue seems straightforward enough to Samantha Smith, and maybe to a lot of kids, as well as a lot of adults. But as correspondent Don McNeil in Moscow points out, world leaders can complicate things. He says the Soviet leadership may try to get some mileage out of all this.
The propaganda value that the Russians are looking for is in Samantha's question to Andropov. When you look at that in the terms of arms control, what Samantha is saying, not in her words, is that she would like a nuclear freeze. Why don't we stop making all these bombs and all these weapons? That happens to coincide precisely with Soviet policy at the moment. The Soviets are calling publicly for a nuclear freeze. The United States government's policy is not to have a nuclear freeze at this moment. It would be to the disadvantage of the United States. And in that sense, Samantha is very useful to the Soviet government.
The Soviets are picking up the bill for this trip, and they greeted the Smiths with a lot of fanfare today. We asked correspondent McNeil how the U.S. government is reacting.
The U.S. government, I suppose, would find it very difficult to challenge or to criticize her visit here because you have an 11-year-old girl who is simply asking for peace. And it's very difficult to criticize that.
Samantha Smith did not have a lot to say about these complex political matters. To her, the question remains, why are we making all these bombs and pointing them at each other? Now this.
Wake up! Only McDonald's has a way of starting out your day. Fresh eggs and sausage soup. Let's get hot coffee, hot cakes. We can make breakfast quick. The Egg McMuffin's cooking hot. A taste that no one else has got. It's fun to eat it very slow or on the run. Gotta go get it. Country fresh, scrambled light. For breakfast. Just right for breakfast taste. There's just one place.
Newsbreak for Friday, July 8th, 1983. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. It may come as little consolation to residents of Michigan, where the unemployment rate rose 0.3 percentage points to more than 15%, but the nationwide unemployment rate fell last month. The June rate of 10% was down an insignificant notch from May. The civilian jobless rate has fallen significantly since the record of last December, bringing some joy to a beleaguered White House.
Administration officials were elated by the decline in the unemployment rate, stressing what they see as the key figure, a dramatic increase from May to June in the number of employees on payrolls, 345,000 more. White House spokesman Larry Speake says this indicates we're experiencing a recovery in the job sector. In his words, we've been able to begin the process of bringing down unemployment and increasing the number of people working, while at the same time holding the line on inflation. Speake said the latest figures are just part of a series of factors bolstering the good news, citing reports on rising retail sales and car sales. And as he put it, all of this indicates that a strong recovery is almost daily gaining momentum. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
The Carter briefing book issue continues to draw attention in the White House. This morning, the word went out to all the president's men to cooperate fully with the FBI investigation. Delivering the message was President Reagan himself in a surprise appearance at a meeting of his top aides. According to spokesman Larry Speaks, the president said, "We want it all in the open, and we want the truth." And he ordered that all administration employees tell the FBI everything they know about the allegations. More news in a minute.
Movie stars, exciting scenes from today's top films, what to see and what to avoid. That's in the Spotlight weekends on most of these stations. I'm Lee Jordan, your host for a visit with your favorite stars, chatting about their work, an actual scene from their latest film, my review of a new release, plus a guest critic's opinion, too. In the Spotlight, Saturday and Sunday, on most of these CBS Radio Network stations. It's something special.
This is Bob Welch, pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers.
My name's Bob Welch, and I'm alcoholic. It doesn't matter what shape you're in or how old you are, because alcoholism is a disease that can hit anyone who drinks at any age. The only way to beat it is to get help to stop drinking. Nothing could happen today that could make me take a drink.
Get help like Bob Welch got. Call the National Council on Alcoholism in your area.
I'm living proof you don't have to die for a drink.
A public service message in cooperation with the Advertising Council.
A federal appeals court in Washington ruled today that the Reagan administration lacked the authority to impose the so-called squeal rule. The regulation requires federally assisted family planning clinics to notify parents when their children are supplied with contraceptives. The decision affirms two previous rulings. In another Washington courtroom, federal judge Harold Green said he will approve the reorganization plan for American Telephone and Telegraph, but he said some changes will be needed. California is now into the second week of the new fiscal year, and the legislature has yet to pass a state budget. The problem is largely political, a Democratic legislature and a conservative Republican governor at odds. But the impact, according to Republican Assemblyman William Leonard, is widespread and deep.
The problems are serious. The highway patrol not being paid, emergency workers for taking care of some of our flooding concerns, state employees not being paid from all funds, the Meals on Wheels program not being funded, welfare recipients, doctors and hospitals who provide medical care to the poor, all of them are at risk now because all of their money is in the state's budget.
Checks to 650,000 unemployed and disabled workers have already been held up, and 230,000 California state workers plus welfare recipients are due checks at the end of the month. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones average down a fraction, 0.90, volume 32.5 million shares. Now this.
Tomorrow, they say it never comes, but don't you believe it? We'll explore the future with the experts of today on Countdown to Tomorrow. I'm Jim Donnelly, taking you into the worlds of communications, electronics, medicine, and more. Countdown to Tomorrow, some education about the future every Saturday. And for a weekly report on education today, lots of changes going on, catch Lawrence Johnson's What's New in Learning, Sundays on CBS Radio. Both something special.
high blood pressure, a silent disease that affects more than 35 million Americans. A disease that often has no noticeable symptoms yet can affect the heart, kidneys, the brain, even lead to stroke. Since 1973, the American Heart Association has screened almost 17 million people for high blood pressure, a disease that can be treated and controlled. Support the American Heart Association. We're fighting for your life.
The biblical town of Hebron in the Israeli-occupied West Bank is holy to Jews and Muslims and a continual source of trouble between Israelis and Arabs. Today, it's under curfew as Israeli soldiers hunt the killer of a teenage Jewish seminary student. Police have arrested at least 10 Arab suspects. And in East Jerusalem, Israeli troops fired their guns into the air and tear gas into a crowd of Arab youths who threw stones following prayers at a mosque. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.